Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. We take pride in treating every customer like family, because that's what has kept us around for generations.
Right now, drive home a new 2025 Subaru Outback for 1.9% for up to 72 months.
Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/25.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Harvey Sinclair, CEO of E-Energy, EAAS. His ticker there. Harvey, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Good to be here this morning.
Yeah, and you've announced yesterday an exclusive OEM partnership with Venture Lighting Europe, and we'll dig into that and the significance of that in a bit. Before we do, as always, you haven't been listed for long, so for people not familiar or never heard of you before, can you just explain what E-Energy is all about, Harvey?
Sure, yes. So E-Energy's core business is E-Light, which is a energy as a service business where we switch our customers, whether that's schools or private businesses, to energy efficient lighting for a fixed subscription fee. So they're able to unlock savings and net cash from day one without deploying any capital of their own. And they're able to reduce their carbon footprint at the same time. So it's a win-win for both E-Light and the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's dig into this latest agreement. You signed an exclusive partnership with Venture Lighting Europe. Just give us an overview of this, Harvey, then we'll discuss why it's significant.
Sure. So look, the background to this is, you know, we've, as you know, our chairman is the ex-chief executive of Philips Lighting. So we've got a heritage of very experienced supply chain relationships, and we've been working with Europe's leading LED manufacturers for the last 5 years, building very great relationships with great results. As we've moved and advanced our business model, we've started to recognize that there is a place in our business model, in particular in education, where there is less brand, brand recognition for a particular product from a particular manufacturer. To be able to create additional value by having a co-branded E-Light solution, which means that we've been looking for a partner who can provide us with an exclusive product range for the education sector that meets the needs exactly for the commonplace environments that we see in schools. So most classrooms are of the same environment, most corridors look the same, so therefore we have specific technology requirements. And what this relationship does is provide us with a specific set of products exclusive to us at exclusive pricing, which is 25-30% below wholesale prices, but it also allows us to have a co-branded product so that the customer is seeing us as a much more vertically integrated solutions provider. And we think that's a really powerful message as we build the E-Light brand out into the education community. And also it allows us to launch our E-Light app in the new year with a vertically integrated supply chain model. So that when we're working with third parties like electrical contractors, they are not only getting the whole business in a box, i.e. they're able to attend opportunities, use the E-Light app to deliver a survey, and then prepare a automated proposal for the client live on site. But they're also able to get access to our technology lines using our supply chain with our branded technology.
Yeah. So essentially, what significance here is improved margins and speed of installation and more efficient and just more integration. Is that right?
Yeah. In fact, there are three key benefits. The first is we're able to deliver product to site within a week. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic as a result of the seasonality that we experience in the schools environment, where we're often asked to be on site in a very short window, whether that's over a half-term holiday or whether it's over a weekend or whether it's coming up for a Christmas holiday break. And we have a very short window to get on site and deliver. So to have a within-the-week delivery capability is phenomenal. So we're reducing our delivery time from 4 weeks down to 1 week for most core lines. And also, we like the opportunity to reduce our carbon footprint. So, you know, getting product from a UK manufacturer, I think, says a lot to a customer. And I think as another soft benefit here is the fact that we've got a bit of a hedge on Brexit. So should the consequences of Brexit go against most businesses in terms of importing product from Europe, we will have a hedge on that because we will have product already on site in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's good news. And moving forward, this developing. And part of your strategy is to acquire other businesses in the energy management sector. So how is that coming along at the moment?
Oh, it's been fantastic. We've made some phenomenal relationships with our target, if you like, acquisition community. So we've shortlisted a number of businesses over the last 6 months. In fact, we were in discussions with over 10 very interested third parties that we thought were both strategically relevant, had the right mix of vendor appetite for taking paper, but also of the right size. Mm-hmm. And we've been very clear we're looking for a business that's doing more than $1 million in earnings so that we can bulk up quite quickly in terms of scale, give ourselves more economies of scale in supply chain and also credibility for large project wins. And, you know, we've shortlisted several out of that, dozen or so down to, advanced discussions. So, really exciting that we're making really good progress in the area.
Yeah. And like I say, you're looking in the energy sector and part of that is your e-heat proposal, which is starting with. How's that progressing?
Yeah, so e-heat's been an interesting journey. We've been pursuing a range of technologies and we've landed on heat pumps as the core technology to reduce our customers' hot water costs. And we presented our first project 2 weeks ago to Marlborough College, which is, as you know, a prestigious independent school. Mm-hmm. And the response was overwhelming. So we're hoping that we'll be able to announce our first project win in the coming weeks as that client seeks to advance that project. But it's also given us a business model and a commercial model that allows us to replicate that to all our other schools. So wherever you've got a school with high hot water demands, which generally means have they got a swimming pool, have they got boarding houses, or are they a large school? Generally, the whole renewable heating contract solution works fantastically well. So hoping to start getting real momentum of that business model in the new year as we progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And the government sort of announced sort of public sector decarbonisation sort of scheme to provide grants to the public sector. How is that impacting the business?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting opportunity. As you know, the government made noises a couple of months ago around investing in public sector buildings with this whole concept of getting public sector more energy efficient. And they launched through Salex, which is a fantastic government, effectively sort of energy efficiency funding vehicle, this decarbonisation grant, which schools are eligible for. So whilst its focus is around all forms of energy efficiency with a particular lean to electrification of heating, so playing very much to the e-heat opportunity, we also see it as a great opportunity for many of our schools' clients to work with Elight to apply for those grants and to boost the returns of their projects. So whilst we won't be providing the funding for those particular projects in the state school sector, what I think it will do is open up a much greater volume of school projects in the early part of next year, because there's a particular window of completing these projects by the end of March 2021. And the response from our school pipeline has been phenomenal, wanting our assistance in helping assess projects and working very well with Salex to support the initiative as the sort of the number one recognized energy efficiency provider for the education sector puts us in a great position to capitalize on that free money that's coming from the government.
Yeah, absolutely. It all looks like it's heading in the right direction, Harvey. So for people who may be listening right now, like the sound of the progress, but are not yet following the story, just give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add e-energy to their watch list, please.
Sure. So look, energy efficiency is the number one solution for driving down energy consumption across commerce and public sector. Our business is leading the way in that initiative. And our business model is rapidly becoming the new normal in terms of how people can achieve energy savings. So, a great energy efficiency story, a great ESG story generally to watch.
Excellent stuff. Harvey, good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.